We have the incredible privilege this week of reading Parshas Shlach. And although the tragic centerpiece of the Parsha is the Chita Meraglim and the sin of the spies, at the end of the Parsha, we find ourselves with the mitzvah of tzitzis, what we often know as the third and final paragraph of Kriyat Shema. So the Torah says, "Velo sasuru acharei levavchem, v'acharei einechem, asher atem zonim acharechem." So the Torah tells us that literally again, lo sasuru, do not veer after your heart or after your eyes. And on the most basic level, the Torah is telling us that there are many things we see that elicit desire, many things we see that elicit inappropriate responses. And it's easy to follow your eyes, and it's easy to follow the sinful ways of your heart. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to demonstrate internal mastery, demonstrate strength. Do not be led off course, do not be led astray by what you see with your eyes or what you desire with your heart. But the Rebbe of Ostravsa brings down an incredible idea. He says, if you look at the wording of the pasuk, it says, "Velo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem." Do not veer after your heart and after your eyes. Sasab, that doesn't make sense. L'chora hayitzarech lichtov acharei einechem v'acharei levavchem. Torah should have written, "Lo sasuru acharei einechem v'acharei levavchem." Do not veer, do not be led astray by your eyes and by your heart. Because again, the assumption is a person sees something sinful, person sees something lustful or illicit. The eyes see, as Rashi says, the eyes see, the heart desires, and the body acts. So when urging us not to follow the erroneous ways or the sinful ways, desirous ways, it should have said, "Lo sasuru acharei einechem, v'acharei levavchem." Do not follow after your eyes and do not follow after your heart. But yet that's not what the pasuk says. The Torah says, do not follow after your heart and do not follow after your eyes. Why that order? And the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, "Ela kavanas hadvarim shala'achar maisa ha'avira." So the Rebbe says, in fact, this phrase is talking about how to rectify things in the aftermath of sin. When it says, "Velo sasuru," do not be led astray. Do not be led astray by the things you see, by the lustful things that seek to undermine your spiritual and lofty endeavors in life. But what if you were led astray? It happens to all of us. We make mistakes. We go down wrong paths. We see things we shouldn't. We do things we shouldn't. So how do I fix it? What do I do in the aftermath of sin? Because to tell me not to sin, I know. Most of us know intuitively what we should and what we shouldn't do. But you know, sometimes knowing things intuitively doesn't actually help you put it into practice. So now I made the mistake. You told me Torah and lo sasuru, don't veer after your heart, don't feel after your heart. But I did. So what now? And here says the Rebbe something amazing. Yesh tzorech letaken tchila es halev. In the aftermath of sin, the first thing you have to address is not your eyes. It's not your body. It's not your hands. It's not your physicality. The first thing you have to address is your heart. In the aftermath of sin, lo sasuru, don't follow after lustful or desirous ways. But if you did, which happens to all of us at some point in time, the first step is acharei levavchem, and then v'acharei einechem. It's true, you have to fix what you see. You have to fix what you do. But the first order of business on the pathway to tshuva, the first order of business in the rebuilding of the self, is to go ahead and look inside and try to fix your heart. Because the Rebbe goes on, he says, "La kor es ha'avera min halev, v'az yakel l'sharsha min ha'ayin." First, I have to uproot the sin from my heart, and then I could uproot it from my eyes. Lachein halev kodem. Therefore, the heart is first. And I think that the Rebbe is teaching us something incredibly amazing. You know, sin doesn't just occur in a vacuum. Sin is a manifestation of a whole number of preceding events. So sometimes it's a number of preceding physical events. I put myself in the wrong situation. I get involved in the wrong thing. Maybe I'm associated with the wrong kind of people. And it starts off as something innocuous. But then again, there's a negative progression, a downward spiral, opening the door towards to disastrous results. But then I was saying something even more profound. When a person sins, you see, we're good. And in our essence, at our core, all of us are good and all of us are holy. So when I sin, that usually means there's something deficient inside of me. When I sin, it's usually because there's an emptiness and there's a void inside of me. Now that emptiness and void, I should try to fill with something holy, something beautiful, something lasting, something eternal. But a lot of times in life, when we have the void, we seek to fill it with all the wrong things. I think that sometimes because this will give me pleasure, it'll make me feel better about myself. Because this gives me some level of a temporal high, it'll make me feel better about myself. Because we all have a void, we all have an emptiness inside. We all have the emptiness. The only variable is what you choose to fill your emptiness with. Sin occurs when we try to fill the emptiness with the wrong things. I thought this would make me happy. I thought because this gives me pleasure, therefore it fills the void. I thought. I'm just trying to fill my void. But I'm filling the void with all the wrong stuff. Therefore, says the Rebbe so beautifully. Although the ideal is lelo sasuru, do not follow after your eyes, do not follow after a desirous heart. Try to live a life of purity and holiness. But if you fail, which inevitably we all do, then acharei levavchem, v'acharei enichem. First thing is look inside your heart. What's your deficiency? What are you lacking? Where are you broken? And what do you try to fill the void with? How do you try to repair the brokenness inside of you? Look inside your heart and trying to figure out what it is that you're trying to address when you engage in sin. What pain are you looking to soothe? What are you looking to emotionally or philosophically or theologically medicate? What are you trying to do? What's missing inside your heart? And then once you know that, you'll understand where you went wrong. You'll understand that you filled the void or tried to fill the void with all the wrong things. So the pathway to tshuva, amazingly enough, doesn't begin by rectifying the eyes. Doesn't begin by rectifying the body. The pathway to tshuva begins by looking inward, trying to rectify the heart. What's broken? What's missing? We're good people. And when we do bad things, it's because we're trying to fill a void inside of us. Understand what the void is. Understand why the void is there. Understand what you should fill it with and what you shouldn't fill it with. Halavai v'shu'o bizocha, to live lives of v'lo sasuru, of not falling prey to the lusts and desires of life. But if we do, I should say, when we do, may we have the courage to engage in the process of tshuva, not starting with the eyes or with the body, but trying to begin with figuring out how to mend and how to fill the void inside of our hearts. Wishing everyone a good and erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.